Wakey, wakey, up and at 'em. Happy Monday. Another Snow FM breakfast week with you. 4 minutes past six, Simo and Jordan.
Good morning, Simo. How are you this fine day?
Yeah, killing it, mate. It's good to be back.
Yeah, now, kids, they say the daftest things, don't they?
Well, they haven't got a huge brain, so it's not their fault.
Well, they're still learning, so yeah. It's not their fault. I went to a bit of community event around the Snowies over the weekend, and there was it was a great family kind of atmosphere, lots of kids running around playing, that sort of thing. But they do say the daftest things. I overheard a kid saying this to his friend. Oh, no, I don't like fish. That's why my mum gives me sea chicken.
No, that's perfect. A plus B equals C.
Yeah.
He doesn't like fish, so mum gives him, what was she giving him?
Sea chicken.
Sea chicken. It's an interesting concept.
is that just like chicken that lives in the sea, or I don't know?
Yeah, I guess ocean birds might be a thing.
Probably not, though.
Yeah, probably not.
Probably it's just fish and the mum's saying a little white lie.
In order to get him to have a bit of white meat, bit of protein in the diet?
Yeah, exactly.
That's fair enough. Did you go and inform him, or did you let him live the lie?
No, I thought I'd just let him live the lie. That's also, I think it's a bit creepy if I just go up to random kids saying, oh, no, that's actually fish you're eating.
Speaking of the family community atmospheres, the Christmas songs are out and about. December has begun, Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Ariana Grande kicking off our time together. Santa Tell Me. Post Malone, Swae Lee, Sunflower this morning on Snow FM at breakfast. About to hit 20 minutes past 6 on your Monday.
And Simo, there's a lot of made-up news in the world at the moment, so we thought the best thing to do first thing on the Monday morning would be to get through some of it by playing this game.
You are fake news.
No, you are.
Simo, it is the fake news game. I have got three headlines here. I will read you the headline and nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
One of these headlines I have just completely made up.
Right.
The other two are real news stories that happened over the weekend.
See, I enjoy this because quite often it's almost like a critique on your good self in what you create out of your own mind. What kind of fake news Jordan would be interested in and wish was true?
Well, Simo, this week it'll be your turn to guess which one of these is fake.
Mm.
Are you ready to go?
I am ready to rumble.
All right, so first headline. English construction company accidentally bulldozed 225-year-old house.
All righty, that's the first one. Sounds legit.
Headline number two. Woman, aged 104, goes on first family hunting trip.
Okay, also potentially real.
Headline number three.
Mm-hmm.
British reality TV contestant rushed to hospital after dropping 1,000-pound jar of caviar on foot.
I think that'd be stress leave as well as the foot injury,
right?
Yeah,
a bit of both.
Because that's an expensive jar to drop on your foot.
So, Simo, which one of those do you think is fake news? You can have a bit of thinking time. And if you think, if you want to play the fake news game, you can by giving us a call and letting us know which one of those headlines you think is fake. No Googling.
Okay, fair.
That's
64572977 if you know which of these ones is not a real headline. Give us them again, Jordan, all three.
English construction company accidentally bulldozed 225-year-old house.
Mm.
Woman aged 104 goes on first family hunting trip. A British reality TV contestant rushed to hospital after dropping 1,000-pound jar of caviar on foot.
Now, caviar has been in the news a bit lately.
Has it?
Yeah, with old mate.
Sorry, I haven't seen that slashed across the front page of all the newspapers. Caviar!
Why are you doubling down on the anti-caviar? Did you make that up?
No, I just haven't seen, you know, there are lots of things that have been in the news recently. Caviar, not one of them.
Yeah, no, that My Kitchen Rules guy that made his kids the breakfast with the little bits of caviar on it.
Also, there's one other headline about caviar. I mean, to be fair, that is a lot of caviar chat, a lot more than normal. But I wouldn't say all over the news.
64572977. If you're familiar with what headline was fake, or if you know the other two that were true, help a brother out. 64572977 at Snow FM. I don't care. Camila Cabello, she pinched a pencil from Buckingham Palace, apparently worth big money. I know, she's a thief.
If this was back in, like, medieval day, she'd get, like, her head chopped off or something?
Probably. Dear, not a good look. But yeah. Snow FM at breakfast, it's Simo and Jordan waking you up for your Monday.
And Simo, we are smack bang in the middle of the fake news game. I have three headlines here. I have read you the headline. You will receive no other information about the news story. Two of them are real. One of them I have made up.
And the fake news game begins again.
Yes, Simo, do you want the headline?
I do.
You are fake news.
All right, so the three headlines. English construction company accidentally bulldozed 225-year-old house.
All right, it sounds legit, so I'm going to go with... Well, let's go through all the other headlines.
We'll go through them all. And then, Simo, you can choose which one is fake.
Go for
it. So that was headline number one. Headline number two.
Yep.
Woman aged 104 goes on first family hunting trip.
All right, also sounds legit.
And headline number three. British reality TV contestant rushed to hospital after dropping 1,000-pound jar of caviar on foot.
Okay, that's very on brand for Jordan.
Okay, well, let's go through them. So is there one that you know is 100%?
No, there isn't.
No, is there one that you know that is 100% real?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, there's not.
Fair enough.
So I'm going to say the first one, and unless you're trying to, like, slip a smoky through right at the beginning,
yeah,
sounds true.
The first one, Simo. It's fake news.
Ah, you suck.
So that was the one that I made up. English construction company did not accidentally bulldoze a 225-year-old house. That is what I made up. The other two, however, are completely real and happened over the weekend.
You are fake news.
Just out of interest, which one were you going to say was fake? The caviar?
No, I just thought that maybe they were all true.
No.
typical Jordan, slipping one through early.
See, Simo, you got to get your news radar going.
I mean... News. Have you got any more details about this caviar situation?
I printed off the whole article. I haven't read it yet.
All right. Can we go through that next?
Yeah, if you want.
All right. It seems hella weird. Let's have a read of the caviar being dropped on foot after 6:30. It's Snow FM, a breakfast, Simo and Jordan. Illy and Robinson, Lean On Me on Snow FM at breakfast. Simo and Jordan waking you up for Monday.
And Simo, the reality TV show The Apprentice. Have you ever watched it?
Isn't that the one with DJ Trump in America?
I think it was the one that kick-started the career for the Trump.
It wasn't... what was it? Was it You're Fired? Is that what he got to say?
Yeah, I think so.
Classic.
We don't really have it here. I think we've had a couple of seasons of The Celebrity Apprentice with kind of B-list celebrities.
Yeah, the guy that was the one that says You're Fired or whatever, he's now on Shark Tank, I think it is.
Oh, is he on one of those shows?
Yeah, he's like, I'm not making any money from this here. Let me take your ideas on Shark Tank instead.
Still, but my favourite thing about that show is they sit there in front of piles of money. Have you noticed?
I've never noticed that.
It's like we know that you're rich, guys.
Yeah.
Just, you don't have to bring just a pile of money.
A casual reminder. Wait, is it physical money or is it a screen?
No, I think it's physical money. I mean,
it's just in the background.
It's been a while since I've watched that show, but I'm pretty sure it is. I could be wrong, actually.
That's hell bizarre because, money belongs in a bank, right? No one uses cash anymore except the Shark Tank guys.
I know, exactly. That's where they've got all their cash on tables in front of them. But, Simon, the reason we bring up The Apprentice is because the UK version of The Apprentice is screening at the moment.
Right.
And one of the contestants has revealed on social media that he had to be rushed to hospital after accidentally dropping... A jar of caviar on his foot. This jar equals 1,000 British pounds.
Hot damn.
Which is 1,900 Aussie dollars.
Yeah, and dropped it straight on his foot. So how much was the medical bill?
It's probably more.
Double.
Ryan Mark Parsons was his name. He's 19 years old.
19.
A luxury expert. As a picture of him.
Oh, how good. Ah, dear.
So he actually got kicked off the show. He was the one that the person said, "You're fired," to. Just a couple of weeks ago, and then has revealed on social media that whilst... I don't even know what he's doing, but somehow just a jar of caviar. It says it was only a small jar, but it fell from a great height. And, it landed smack bang on his toe. Had to go in for a little bit of surgery.
Nothing luxurious about that. 19-year-old luxury expert.
Yeah.
What?
Do you want to describe? Describe that. There's a picture of him.
There is a dude. He's in a tight suit, and he's got like the little handkerchief fold in his top pocket as well. But you can always tell a luxury expert. Do you know how?
Because they're luxurious.
No, if they've got a double barrel first name rather than like second name. If your name has a double barrel at the front, Ryan Mark, he's got two first names. Of course, he's a luxury expert.
Yeah, I've never heard of anyone else with a double barrel first name. If you have a double barrel first name, give us a call.
Granted, how many years of like luxury expertise do you need to become an expert?
Well,
like,
clearly no more than 19.
Well, he's 19 years of age.
Just when he was one, he was just wandering around in solid gold nappies.
Yeah.
Oh, they're just more luxurious.
Like, what's the prerequisites? Like, learn to tie his shoes a bit earlier than everyone else.
I've learned to not drop caviar on his foot before everyone else.
Honestly. Fool. Might lose a bit of cred there. Street cred. Street luxury cred. Conrad Sewell, Love Me Anyway, Snow FM Breakfast. On the way to your 7 o'clock news, sport and weather to keep you all up to date. And the Christmas music, I mean, out in force. You can't escape it this time of year.
Exactly.
We're going to throw in a couple that float around on Snow FM.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be listening out for, I mean, these ones, you mentioned you've already started hearing them in supermarkets like a month ago.
Yeah, I mean, the supermarket's very enthusiastic to get into the Christmas spirit, shall we say. Santa
Claus. Bit of Michael.
Bit of Bublé.
This one as well. I mean, that's...
That's a classic.
Yeah. All right, but I didn't realise that Christmas music around this time of year could actually be a fun, good thing, all right?
Okay.
I'm going to introduce you to the December game of Whamageddon. All right.
I'm skeptical.
Okay, so I'm going to give everyone a pass right now because it is, what, January 2nd? Not January.
January.
It's December
2nd. How long have I been sleeping?
Just skip the whole Christmas is what I've tried to do there. It is December 2nd, so technically the game has already begun.
Yes.
But because I'm introducing the rules.
I see.
Doesn't count right now.
Okay, so for the next 5 minutes, we've got a pass on this game, whatever the game is.
All right, so every December you will hear... this particular song by Wham. Now, Wham, of course, is the George Michael act. Last Christmas, you familiar with it?
I'm aware.
Right? So, Whamageddon is basically you have to try and avoid hearing that song for the entire December leading up to Christmas.
What happens if you're just in a public place, for example, a supermarket or a friend's house or something like that, and it starts playing?
Yeah.
Do you just put your hands over your ears and start yelling?
No.
The game, run out the building.
No, the game. You can do that. That'll be funny. But the game is over.
So it means so you've lost.
You've lost.
I see.
So that means you need to then address like a close mate or a colleague or a stranger in the vicinity and be like, I've lost Whamageddon. Or you can take to social media, the Twitter, the Facebook, whatever.
Well, I was going to say, if you're just walking around the supermarket and you say, I've lost Whamageddon after that song starts playing, the stranger will turn to you and go, yeah, I know, I've lost too, because we're both in the supermarket hearing the same song. Quick question.
Yes.
What if you hear the Crazy Frog remix of that song?
No, it doesn't count.
Okay, so it has to be the official Wham.
Yeah.
Version.
It's Whamageddon.
Last Christmas. Well, so, everyone's not lost.
No, this is the past.
Okay,
so like that's the song. All right, all right. Now I can promise, or maybe I can't promise. If you're listening to Snow FM, you may lose the game, you may not. I don't know.
No, we probably shouldn't say that from a marketing point of view.
But use the hashtag Snowy Whamageddon.
You've been sitting on that all morning, haven't you?
I'll keep an eye on it to see if anyone loses the game of Whamageddon in the Snowies. So it's hashtag Snowy Whamageddon. If you lose, take to Twitter, take to social media. I'll have a cheeky look and make sure I keep up to date with anyone that's lost.
You could very easily be a Whamageddon Grinch by just going around, driving your car with the windows down, playing this on full volume.
Yeah.
So therefore, everyone would have heard it.
I mean, that's a bit of a mean way to go about it, but the Whamageddon begins now, Jordan.
All right, here we go.
You're not allowed to hear Last Christmas by Wham, all right, from now. Niall Horan, nice to meet you. Snow FM Breakfast. Simo and Jordan, 21 minutes on the way to 8.
Hey, Simo, what was the last movie you saw at the cinema?
Oh, I went 2 days in a row recently.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be Fast and the Furious and... No, not Fast and the Furious.
Ford versus Ferrari.
Too many
Fs.
And Fast Cars.
Well, Simo, the reason I bring up cinemas is because I saw this overnight.
Mm.
Wanted to get your thoughts on it. A movie cinema in America, in Washington to be specific, had to be evacuated because a box marked highly contagious human substance was found outside the cinema.
Yeah, that's a reason to evacuate, I guess.
Reason to evacuate. So the hazmat team had to come, the police had to come to deal with this situation. The whole cinema had to be evacuated.
Full plutonium-like bodysuits.
Exactly. Mm. What the substance was definitely something that I would need full plutonium bodysuits for.
Yeah.
It was urine samples that were accidentally sent to the wrong address. So they were meant to go to a medical clinic.
Yeah.
About 64 kilometres away from the cinema, but ended up out the front of the cinema. And, yeah, people at the cinema were mildly concerned.
Just as well it was labelled. Imagine if they're in there watching Contagion or something.
Yeah, and then they would walk out.
Walk out and there's a box labelled.
And all these people in hazmat suits and, like, red tape and all this sort of stuff. It's like, right,
I knew I should have stayed at home.
That movie definitely finished, right? And we walked out.
Yeah.
We definitely did a right and walked out the door. We didn't turn left and walk into the screen, into the movie.
So give us a look at the article here. So in regards to the urine samples, they're supposed to go to a medical facility. Were they, I mean,
so they were like in sort of vials all packaged up to go to this medical facility for testing for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But yes, the postie made a little bit of an error.
Imagine a box of that like rocking up on your front doorstep.
Well, you know what's worse? Like I was going to say I feel sorry for, but probably I'd feel happy for the medical centre because they just got a box of popcorn just rocked up there.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine that. You're just at work and then all of a sudden just a box of popcorn rocks up.
Jeez, the delivery guys missed it by 48 kilometres.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit of an error.
Nailed it.
It's not like the medical clinic that tests urine happened to be right next to the cinema.
Yeah, it's not down the street.
Also, imagine if that was actually true, like the clinic that tests urine happened to actually be right next to the cinema, and you really don't want to get your buildings confused.
It's not a good business model.
You don't want to walk in going, oh, where do we get the 3D glasses? And this is all these people in lab coats testing urine going, next door.
Yeah.
Illy, Scarlett Stevens on that one as well. It's Tightrope, Snow FM Breakfast, Simo and Jordan. Simo, you normally do this bit where you talk out of the songs, but I thought I'd do it today for this little segment because you are blindfolded because, Simo, it is officially time for What the Spork.
Yeah, I can't see anything.
That's sort of what blindfolds are for.
Sauce.
This would be so much easier if I wasn't colorblind.
Trust? Whatever happened to trust?
All right, Simo, I have prepared a food. You are blindfolded. You have to try and guess what the food item is. It is on this spork here.
Yeah.
Hands out, I'm going to hand you the spork.
All right, sweet.
Actually, just before I do,
yeah,
I've just got a little warning.
Okay.
Make sure you hold it upright, otherwise it may drip.
All right.
I don't know if it will, but it may drip everywhere. But just in case, just hold it upright. All right, Simo, hands in the air.
Yep.
All
right. Do I need both? How heavy is it?
It's not really heavy.
Oh, okay. No. Oh, it's almost undetectable.
You have the food item on the end of the spork.
Right.
Feel free to give it a bit of a touch, a bit of a sniff, a bit of a taste if you want. You can ask a couple of questions.
Whoa! What is that?
Well, at the moment, I see where your fingers are and they're on the spork.
Oh!
Go describe. What is it?
Way am I going to eat that?
What are you feeling? What kind of consistency is it?
Dude, is that like raw chicken?
No, it's not raw.
Oh, yuck.
You could eat this perfectly how it is.
Mate.
And you won't get sick.
Is it salmon?
No.
It's cold and it's got a bit of like, it's almost, it's like Play-Doh, but like cold and slimy, which is why I'm going down the fish track.
Go give it a bit of a, what about a smell? Would that help you in any way?
Is that some kind of cheese?
Yeah, you're getting closer. You're closer than you are with salmon. Now, I should say, Simo, this naughty or nice edition.
Yeah, right.
I have gone nice for this one today because I have got the light version of this.
Right.
Of this product. So there's the full fat version or the light version.
No, I'm not putting that in my mouth.
Go give it a taste.
No way.
Simo, eat the food.
No. That's not happening.
Go.
But what is it?
Well, do you want to have a guess?
Okay,
Come on, Simo, have a guess.
Is that some kind of, I don't know my cheeses. You're more of the cheese expert, is it? So it's not like
so you've given up?
Is it a halloumi?
No, Simo. Do you want to know what it is?
Yeah, what is it?
It's cream cheese.
Oh, yuck.
It's delicious.
Oy.
Jordan wins also, What the Spork edition for this week.
That's you. 1-0 in December.
Thank you.
Peking Ducks wasted, Snow FM Breakfast, Simo and Jordan with you for your Monday.
And Simo, you know what my two great loves in life are.
Food is number one.
Correct.
Sleep would be right up there.
Yes, that is a good...
yeah.
Okay, yes, that is a good point.
Are there three things? You've added one.
Well, there is food, and the other one I was going to say is my love of pointless world records.
Yeah, that's right up there.
I do, and Simo, the world record has been broken for the longest hot dog thrown and caught in a bun.
That's pretty good. That's pretty cool, actually.
I know, it's a pretty good one. So the previous record was held at 105 feet, which equals about 32 metres.
Right.
So this new world record...
Some people can't kick that far, like a ball, like a football or a soccer ball. 30 metres.
Yeah, but they're not kicking it, they're throwing it.
Yeah.
And it's not a ball, it's a hot dog.
Yeah, but that's true. They will... I mean, what kind of... What bread was it on? Was it on white, like a white roll, typical white roll?
It was just a bun.
They're pretty light.
What are you trying to say? You can't catch it with a white one. They're too springy. It's just like a trampoline. It'll bounce off.
Well, if it's whole grain, you can have a bit more weight, so I think you might be able to throw it further.
That is a good point. Whole grain is more dense. But whole grain is also more expensive. It's kind of got to calculate... Oh, do we have some?
We've got some bread in the kitchen.
Is it mouldy?
Yeah, probably. That probably adds more weight.
The old record was 32 metres. This new world record has smashed it by a whole another 4 metres.
Wee.
Two students who go to the Massachusetts Uni of Technology broke this world record. One had to, this is perhaps one of my favourite quotes ever in a news article.
Okay, here we go.
Phoebe Lee, a junior at this university, lobbed the cooked hot dog 120 feet, where it was caught in a bun by graduate student Amber Van Hemmel.
Lobbed is a great use.
I know,
of...
you don't hear the word lobbed enough.
Especially when it's in regards to hot dogs.
Exactly. There were various rules about the hot dog as well.
Oh.
The hot dog had to measure between 5.5 and 7 inches long.
Okay.
And that is all the rules.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah, that was it.
Because it's at a university, so I feel like they could have set up like a catapult mechanism, or there could have been some other things.
Yeah, but then that
involved.
Wouldn't have broken the world record because it had to be lobbed. It didn't have to be catapulted.
Oh, so there were other rules.
Well, no. What are you talking about, Simo? The world record is that they threw and caught the hot dog. You can't then just put it in a catapult.
According to that, they lobbed it. So
yeah, exactly, Simo. Of course there are. Of course you can't use a catapult. It's like you can't just get in your car, drive it 35 meters, and then go, oh yeah, no, here it is. I caught it. Because that's not how it works.
You do bring up an excellent point. Probably wouldn't have made. The Guinness.
But Simo, 36 metres.
Yeah.
Catching a hot dog.
Hmm.
That seems doable.
Okay. Have you got plans to set this up or?
Well, I mean, I wanted to get your thoughts on it because I reckon.
Yeah.
That is doable.
I like the idea of it lobbed as well, because then it definitely puts in your mind the trajectory that it took.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a low skimming kind of frisbee throw.
Yeah.
This has definitely gone up and down.
So what are you thinking? A bit of an underarm lobbing of the hot dog?
Oh, you reckon it was underarm?
Well, do you think it was overarm? They just pelted the hot dog.
pegged the hot dog.
But no, I reckon this is... Simo, do you want to give this a go? Do you reckon this is doable?
Yeah, I'm a fan.
All right. Maybe not today because it's raining.
Yeah.
But when the rain stops...
Hard to throw hot dogs in the rain.
Oh, yeah, as Confucius once said.
That's on my Tinder bio. Long walks in the rain, throwing hot dogs at people. Right, it's Regards Snow FM at breakfast. 8 minutes on the way to 9 o'clock. It's Simo and Jordan just hanging out.
Now, Simo, there's a piece of technology in my life which really is starting to bug me.
Oh, this is you having a rant, right?
Yes, okay. It's to do with the piece of technology is my car.
Mm.
Now, my car has a little inbuilt sat-nav.
Okay.
Which, you can kind of... It works as a sat-nav does.
Gets you from A to B.
But it's got a couple of things that really bug me. Like, for example, it's got a little thing that'll tell you the speed limit of the road.
Kind of important.
That's not what bugs me. It's if you're going over the speed limit, it'll beep.
Ooh.
Now, I just want to stress for the record.
Yes.
I never do this.
Right, yep.
But there's a piece of road that I have to drive on maybe once or so a week.
Oh, I can sense this is where the irritation is.
Which the speed limit is 80 kilometres per hour.
Okay.
But for some reason, the sat-nav's got it programmed as 60.
Okay.
And this goes on for about a kilometre or so.
Mm.
So for the entire time that I'm on this road,
yeah.
Going 80, which is the speed limit.
Yeah.
I'm not breaking any laws. I'm going 80.
Okay.
And it's beeping because it thinks it's 60.
Oh, it's got to grudge gears.
Oh, that really annoys me. Especially if I'm like listening to music or something on the radio.
Yeah.
It'll kind of... bring the sound of the radio down, beep, and then bring it back on.
Oh.
And this is like every 10 seconds.
And that's not on.
So if you're on a road for a kilometre or so, you can be on it for maybe like 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And it just beeps every 10 seconds. So annoying.
Oh, I feel for you, Jordan.
Also,
oh, there's more.
There's more. There's
okay,
more.
I've got
3 points about my sat nav.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, no, all good.
Also, whenever I seem to get to a roundabout, it just loses its mind. It doesn't know what it's doing. Like, when you're approaching the roundabout, it says take the second exit.
Okay.
Sweet, perfect. Mm. Then when I'm in the roundabout, I'll just get a massive congealed message of 15 different instructions. Turn left, turn right, continue straight, proceed, continue, turn left, turn right. I'm like, what are you doing? I know how a roundabout works. So frustrating.
You done?
No, I've got one more point, actually.
Go ahead.
For whatever reason, when I'm driving through the country, Simo, you know.
Yeah.
There's like roads of just maybe 20 kilometers long or something, or maybe more, where there's just like, no, there's no intersections. It's just a road.
Okay.
For whatever reason, every 15 minutes or so when I'm driving on one of these roads, the sat-nav will, again, I'll be listening to music, it'll stop the music and just say, in 100 metres, continue straight. There's not an intersection, there's nothing, of course I was going to continue straight. You're literally telling me what I'm about to do.
It's a casual reminder.
You know, if you're travelling on the motorway or something, the speed limit's 110, in the time it says, in 100 metres, continue straight, I've already driven more than 100 metres.
Do you have one of those set navs that can change?
What's a set nav?
Set nav? What are they? Nav? What do you call
it? Set nav.
Yeah, that one. Do you have one of those ones that can you can change its voice as well? You can sometimes download.
Oh, can you?
Yeah, you can sometimes download famous people.
Oh, yes. I haven't even looked into this. This
so
is
so good.
Who would you go for?
So I've seen one. There's John Cleese is available.
Yeah, John Cleese. That'd
okay.
Be good.
DJ Khaled, you know the guy that's always like, it's DJ Khaled.
Is it the same guy that says another one at the end of
yeah,
one of his songs?
That's the same
guy. So it's like, roundabout, another one.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's available. Maybe set that up.
I'd go for Morgan Freeman. He's got a good voice.
Oh, yeah.
I'd go for him. Or Mr. Bean. He doesn't talk. Turn it up. Perfect for me.
Hand clap now. Fitz and the Tantrums. It's Snow FM Breakfast getting you from A to B. Fitz and the Tantrums. Hand clap this morning. Snow FM at breakfast, thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota. And speaking about cars, Jordan, A to B.
Mm-hmm.
So you mentioned you've been having a bit of problem with your navigation system.
My satellite navigation system in my car, also known as a sat-nav, gets a bit frustrating at times.
Because it's just overactive.
Yeah.
So,
it's just telling me information that it doesn't need to.
It's like Siri interrupting you at every single moment of the day.
Does she?
Well,
I have to admit, I haven't noticed that.
No, I'm saying it's
just,
like
is,
that.
But is your phone just going around interrupting you at various points of the day?
Thankfully, no, because I turned her off.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
But I did mention that you can get, like, celebrities to voice your GPS, like your maps, if you need to get somewhere. So the one that I mentioned was DJ Khaled. Now, we play, he's got, like, No Brainer, Wild Thoughts, plenty of music on Snow FM.
Mm-hmm.
Get around this. It is called DJ Khaled's Path to Greatness.
Okay, so you can download DJ Khaled, and he's recorded himself saying, turn right, turn left.
Correct.
And then that can be your sat-nav. Is that right?
That's right. But the hype is real. We ready. We focus. Let's go. The journey to greatness begins.
Hazard reported ahead. Stay focused. I imagine
how cool
that
is
would,
that?
Well, I imagine that would be fun for a bit, but then would get very annoying. Just saying that, stay focused, at the start of every single journey. It's like, stay focused. I know I'm going to, but just calm down. We don't need that much hype. I'm just going to the shops to get some milk. Calm down.
I have to be honest. I'd actually be looking forward to hazards as opposed to normally you don't.
I know, normally they're very frustrating.
But if you hear him go, hazard reporting ahead.
Simo's like, woohoo!
Yes! We're out of here, Jordan. We'll catch you tomorrow.
See you then.